Describe the last time your heart was overflowing with love. 描述最近一次心里感受到满满的爱的体验。您现在收听的节目是 Fly with Lily 的英语学习节目，学英语环游世界。我是主播 Lily Wong。这个节目是要帮助你更好的学习英语，打破自己的局限，并且勇敢的去圆梦。Welcome to this episode of Fly with Lily podcast. 欢迎来到这集的学英语环游世界，我是你最最喜欢的主播 Lily。今天呢，我们邀请到一位新朋友，他是我在感恩节的时候的餐会认识的，他名字叫 Christian。 然后 Christian 他在就是接受我访问的时候非常的大方，而且他也非常的鼓励我，他就一直跟我说 These questions are so wonderful. 他就说这些问题真的非常好。我后来才发现原来他是在做就是爱情教练方面的，然后但是他又跟我讲说他的这个事业呢又比较偏向于就是指导人们怎么样子去爱自己。然后我就说哇，那我跟你做的事情其实也很像，我现在也是就是在推广怎么样子去爱自己。所以呢他看到这个问题，今天的这个问题，他就非常的兴奋，他说 Describe the last time your heart was overflowing with love。这个 describe 就是指描述 the last time 就是上一次 your heart 你的心 was overflowing。 大家就是想到这个 overflowing 就是你把一杯水然后带到水滴里面它满了你还继续倒，然后那个杯子的那个状态就是 overflowing， 就是满满的溢出来overflow。 所以呢这个状态呢如果是爱这样子充满你的心的话，就是你会觉得说哦，心里就是有一种很温暖的很舒服的的感觉那他讲的这一个经验我觉得蛮有趣的，所以我非常想要分享给大家，所以我们现在就一起来听听他的分享。
Hello, you're listening to Fly with Lily. I'm your friend Christian. I'm from Spain and New ZealandI'm in Chiang Mai now because I'm working and traveling around Southeast Asia. I work as a love mentor, and in my free time, I love rock climbing. My dream is to... I'm already living my dream, actually. Today, I'm asked a question by Lily, and the question is, describe the last time your heart was overflowing with love. It's a beautiful question. Well...It was like a really good experience for me. I remember I was in Ireland and I was reading my book. I was in the living room, right? And then at some point, I remember there was this guy that came over and he sat down. He was just, I don't know, just in the living room. And at first I felt this urge to go talk with him. Even though like, I don't know why, but I was like, I distrusted that urge and I was like, okay, no, let's just like...Because I thought maybe he's alone, maybe he wants to talk with someone, I don't know. But then I was like, no, I mean, this urge feels really weird. So I just let it pass. I let it pass. And then after a while, he opened a shelf from down the, I don't know, the seat that he was on. And there were a lot of books. So I started speaking with him. And we were chatting and we were talking about books and we were showing each other's soundtrack list. And, you know, we were talking about where we came from, what we were doing.And what was interesting is that while all this interaction was happening, I thought, wow, this is love. It's completely uninterested. No one wants anything out of that interaction, but just connect with another human being with no expectations whatsoever. And I thought, wow, if this is not love, what is, right? And then eventually the woman from the pub crawl came over to pick him up. We said goodbye and I was left like, wow.Feeling so much love inside. I'm like, wow, for so long I thought that love had to do with trying to, you know, like, I don't know, flirt with a girl or with a guy or, you know, like that dance with another person. But actually realizing that love is mundane and easy and it does not ask anything from you. It's just simply there all the time. So, yeah.Well, that's it. Thank you for listening.
好的，所以你刚才听到的就是这个 Christian 他对这个问题的回答 Describe the last time your heart was overflowing with love. 那我们这边呢听了一下，然后我们来细细来讲解一下吧。一开始呢还是一样，他说 Hello, you're listening to Fly with Lily. 你正在收听的是 Fly with Lily. I'm your friend Christian. 他的这个名字呢，他的拼法是 CRISTIAN， 但是我有看到非常多的男生的这个名字他通常是 CH 开头的，但是他也是西班牙籍的，所以呢他们那边使用的这种拼法呢可能会跟英文的拼法又不太一样，他是 C 开头的省掉 H。 他说 I'm from Spain and New Zealand， 他说呢他是来自西班牙也是来自这个新西兰纽西兰。那为什么他会有一个这样子那么特别的身世呢？他跟我讲说他是小时候的时候搬到这个 New Zealand， 所以他的英文会这么好。然后他说 I'm in Chiang Mai now， 他说我正在就是清迈， because I'm working and traveling around Southeast Asia， 他说他正在就是一边旅行一边工作在这个东南亚这边，现在真的有越来越多人在做这样的事情咯，而且发现这样子的旅行呢还不比在家里就是花钱，待在家里其实还是最花钱的一种方式哦。但是他们可以借由一边工作一边旅行，然后特别是在这个东南亚这个地方呢，其实消费还是比较的便宜跟合理，他们就可以就是去完成他们这个环游世界的梦想。 I work as a love mentor，这边呢他说到他是这个爱情导师。这个爱我觉得应该不能只是讲爱情，就是爱的导师，因为他后来跟我解释一下我才发现哦，他不只是处理这个 relationship， 他还有很多的事教大家怎么样子去爱自己，透过最爱自己之后呢有更好的方式可以爱别人。 And in my free time I love rock climbing. My dream is toI'm already living my dream. 他就讲说哦，我的梦想是什么呢？他就说哦， I'm already living my dream. 他就说哦，那我真的已经活在梦里了。这个 actually 也可以说真的已经是事实上。Today I'm asked a question by Lily. 这个意思就是说我被 Lily 问到一个这样的问题，其实这个问题是他自己选的。他后来就在找问题，这个问题的号码是第23。他说 Describe the last time your heart was overflowing with love. 大家也可以去想一下上一次你的心就是满溢着爱的时候是什么时候呢？他说 I remember I was in Ireland and I was reading my book. 他说呢他记得他在这个爱尔兰，然后他正在读他的书。 I was in the living room. 他说我就在那个 living room 客厅里。 And then at some point I remember there was this guy that came over and he sat down. 他说呢他记得呢就是那边有一个人他就过来了，然后就坐下来了。 He was justI don't know, just in the living room. 他说他也不知道为什么，他就是在这一个客厅。 And at first, I felt this urge to go talk with him. 他就说他一开始的时候他就已经有感觉到这种冲动。 Urge, U-R-G-E, 就是一种冲动，一种渴望，一种油然而生的渴望。 You urge.Even though I don't know why, 他说呢，虽然我不知道为什么。 And I was like, 他说他有一点像是怎么样， I distrusted that urge. 通常一般人好像要接近陌生人的时候，就算他很想跟他讲话，他还是会觉得会比较害羞，会比较有保守一点。他说呢，他就不相信 distrust, 因为这个是过去的那件事情嘛，所以加上 ed, distrusted that urge. And I was like, 那我就在想说that's just because I thought maybe he's alone, maybe he wants to talk with someone. 他就想说或许他是一个人啊，也或许他想要跟别人说话， I don't know. But then I was like, this urge feels really weird. 他就讲说这个冲动感觉有点怪怪的。但是他是怎么做呢？因为他一开始不相信嘛， distrusted that urge. 他就说 I just let it pass. 就说呢我就让他 流动我的身体，让它经过了，让它过去了。Let it pass, I let it pass, 我就让它过去了。And then after a while, 他说呢，就过了一会儿 ，He opened the shelf from down, 他就讲说，嗯，他就在椅子底下，做了一个这样的工作，就打开了一个柜子。然后他继续说。The seat that he was on, and there were a lot of books. 他说，就那边有很多很多的书，所以呢，就开始有了这个话题。So I started speaking with him, and we were chatting, and we were talking about books. 哦，他是说 I started speaking with them, 就是说可能借由书的话题开始了说话。We were chatting, 我们就开始聊天。We were talking about books, 他说我们就在聊书啊。And we were showing each other's soundtrack list. 他们也讲到音乐，所以又讲到这个 soundtrack, 就有点像是比如说在讲什么主题曲啊，或者是曲目啊，曲目的一些列表。We were talking about where we came from, 他就讲到很多话题，就讲到我们是来自哪里啦。And then,what we were doing, 然后我们现在正在做什么 ,what was interesting, 然后呢他说就聊了很多，还有讲到就是什么有趣的事情啊 ,while all this interaction was happening, 他说呢就这些动作都一直在发生嘛 ,I thought, wow, this is love, it's completely uninterested, 他说诶这个就是爱啊，人与人之间不一定要说我们是异性，然后有这个性吸引力才会产生爱。他说这种聊天的过程让他觉得说啊，他就是我们都没有对彼此有这个兴趣啊。No one wants anything out of the interaction. 他讲说其实没有人想要在这个互动里面就是得到什么啊。But disconnected with another human being with no expectation whatsoever.还有讲说呢，其实就是有一点像是抽离了，但是就抽离了这些欲望，但是呢，就是跟另外一个人，他在交流的时候是没有任何的其他的期待，或者是想要在他身上得到什么东西。Oh, and I thought, wow, if this is not love, what is? 他要讲说，哦，如果这不是爱的话，那还有什么会是爱啊？然后他接着就讲说 Then eventually the woman from the park row came over to pick him up. 他说哦，然后最后呢就是有这个他可能参加了一个就是酒吧的这个逛酒吧的一个活动，这个 park row 大家可以就是了解一下、哦、这个在国外有很多这种夜生活的文化，然后叫 park Pro, 然后有一些人会当主持人，会举办，通常都是当地人，然后他可能就会就带着就是这些观光客，然后去逛酒吧，就一间一间的逛，一间这个酒吧，可能喝上一圈一杯酒或怎么样，或不喝酒，只是跳舞，只是看看人，然后就逛到下一圈。我之前也有参加过类似，但是不是团，就是朋友，就是自愿带着。我去这样子一间一间逛，然后逛到最后就真的就很懵，全醉了。然后呢他说反正就是有一个这样子的人就 came over to pick him up, 就把他带走了。We said goodbye, 就说再见了。And I was left like, wow, feeling so much love inside. 他就讲说他走了之后去，但是他就觉得这个心里就是充满了爱这样子。他说哦，他那个时候终于理解 I'm like, wow, for so long I thought that love had to do with trying to flirt with a girl. 他说他以为爱是要去跟女生调情啊，或者是跟男生调情啊， or that dance with another person, 或者是跟另外一个人跳舞啊才会产生爱。 But actually realizing, 他就真的理解到 that love is mundane, 就是其实是一种很平凡可能很单调的事情， mundane and easy, 好又很简单， and it does not ask anything from you. 其实这种人跟人之间交流是他没有任何的对你有任何的意图的， it's just simply there all the time. 就是爱其实是无所不在的啊。所以呢他就是分享到这边让我觉得非常的感动。 So yeah, that's it. Thanks for listening, 就是说谢谢大家的聆听。 我们真的在生活中其实真的会常常发生这种互动哦，特别是在这个旅行的时候，你就会碰到很多陌生人，然后你就会觉得说，哦，原来这个世界那么大，然后有一个人他愿意跟你讲话，或者是你在路边就是需要帮助的时候，有个人他不计代价的就是会去帮助你。不知道有没有人碰过这样的事情，可能去问路，就那个人呢他就帮你从点 A 带到点 B 去。我之前在土耳其就发生了一个这样的事情，我就觉得那个司机真的人非常好，他也不是司机，他那一天就没有工作，只是来研究一下路线，所以他就陪我坐了一个小时的公车，我们语言不通哦，全程都是用这个翻译器在聊天。下车之后他还把我送到渡轮，还陪我坐了一层渡轮，然后下车还就是买了水给我喝哦，我就觉得非常非常的感动，我现在都仍然都还是记得，就是非常的温暖，非常感谢他。这个也是一种就是让我觉得不是上一次，而是就是所有那么多经验里面有的一次，就是充满爱的经验吧。好的，所以呢，现在呢，再让我们来听一次吧。
Hello, you're listening to Fly with Lily. I'm your friend Christian. I'm from Spain and New Zealand. I'm in Chiang Mai now, because I'm working and traveling around Southeast Asia. I work as a love mentor, and in my free time, I love rock climbing.My dream is to... I'm already living my dream, actually. Today I'm asked a question by Lily. And the question is, describe the last time your heart was overflowing with love. It's a beautiful question. Well, it was like a really good experience for me. I remember I was in Ireland and I was reading my book. I was in the living room, right? And then at some point, I remember there was this guy that came over and he sat down.He was just, I don't know, just in the living room. And at first I felt this urge to go talk with him. Even though, like, I don't know why, but I was like, I distrusted that urge. And I was like, okay, no, let's just like, because I thought maybe he's alone, maybe he wants to talk with someone, I don't know. But then I was like, no, I mean, this urge feels really weird. So I just let it pass. And then after a while, he opened a shelf from down the, I don't know, the seat that he was on. And there were a lot of books. So I started speaking with him.And we were chatting and we were talking about books and we were showing each other's soundtrack list and, you know, we were talking about where we came from, what we were doing. And what was interesting is that while all this interaction was happening, I thought, wow, this is love. It's completely uninterested. No one wants anything out of that interaction, but just connect with another human being with no expectations whatsoever. And I thought, wow, if this is not love, what is, right?And then eventually the woman from the pub crawl came over to pick him up. We said goodbye and I was left like, wow, feeling so much love inside. I'm like, wow, for so long I thought that love had to do with trying to, you know, like, I don't know, flirt with a girl or with a guy or, you know, like that dance with another person. But actually realizing that love is mundane and easy and it does not ask anything from you. It's just simply there all the time.So, yeah. Well, that's it. Thank you for listening.
好的，所以呢，这个就是今天的这个播客内容。我希望你喜欢今天的播客。如果你喜欢的话，不要吝啬，帮我就是在 Apple Podcasts、Spotify 还有喜马拉雅上面订阅，给我写一个五星的评价，或者是订阅这一个新的这个影片的频道，就会看到我的人在这边眉飞色舞的自己在讲这个播客。我就这样子录制了1000多集，然后现在想要就是尝试一些新的尝试。那如果你喜欢这样的尝试呢，也可以就是告诉我，那我就会继续努力啦。那就是不喜欢的话也没有关系，就是我也想要透过这样子的体验呢去帮助我自己成长。其实我真的觉得做自媒体也好，做这个播客也好，真的对我来讲是一个最棒的自我成长工具。因为我没有想到我开始做这个播客，我可以把我的就是喜欢做的事情带着做，带在线上做，然后可以去环游世界，可以去碰到这么多我以前 以前想不到会碰到的人，然后感受到不同的风景跟文化，然后学不同的语言，所以这个是我觉得非常幸福的一件事情。好的，那我祝福大家都有一个美好的一天。Have a wonderful day. Bye for now.